Against a blue background, a shimmering louvered image of a castle forms. The space beneath the castle flares magically to reveal the words Walt Disney Pictures as a shooting star creates an arch. A hockey puck zigzags across ice. D3 is embossed on top of the puck. Walt Disney Pictures presents. The puck bounces on the ice. Emilio Estevez. The D3 puck hits the ice again. The Mighty Ducks. Sepia-toned images appear of kids rocking a car in the snow. Inside the car, they sit with a man in a tie. An Avnet Kerner production. Jeffrey Nordling. In Sepia-tone, the man wears a green Ducks jersey in a montage of him coaching the hockey team. David Selby, Heidi Kling, Joshua Jackson, Eldon Ryan Ratliff, Sean Weiss, Vincent A. LaRusso, Matt Doherty, Garrett Ratliff Henson, Marguerite Moreau, Michael Kudlitz, Christopher Orr, Aaron Lohr, Ty O'Neill, Keenan Thompson, Mike Vitar, Cologne Jacobson, Justin Wong, Scott White, and Joss Ackland.
Please welcome to the podium the head coach and leader of the Mighty Ducks, Gordon Bombay.
In sepia tone, Gordon celebrates on the ice with the team.
Thank you. It's a great honor to be here today to introduce you to a truly great group of kids. Sure, they can be a little rambunctious. They've run me ragged and played more than their fair share of pranks. I still haven't forgotten about those eggs. But I hung in there, and they hung in there for me. We became the Quack Attack, Flying V, and the Bash Brothers. I've never had a better time. These kids are winners, each and every one of them. But more than that, these are good people. I hope that they enrich and enliven your school and your lives the way they have mine. Now I hand you over to the capable hands of my old biology teacher and the current headmaster of Eden Hall, Dean Buckley. Dean?
Gordon Bombay has a lot to be proud of. We are happy to welcome the Ducks to our great educational institution. So today, it gives me great pleasure to award you these full athletic scholarships to the Eden Hall Academy.
The Ducks stand at a podium with Dean Buckley in a bow tie.
Where we hope the Ducks will be happy warriors and lead us on to glory and divisional championships.
Casting by Judy Taylor, CSA. Gordon claps in the audience, a curly-haired woman by his side. Original score by J.A.C. Redford. Costume designer Kimberly A. Tillman.
Maybe I should tell him first.
I think that's a good idea.
Editors Patrick Lussier, Colleen Halsley. Production designer Stephen Storer. Gordon and a tall, dark-haired boy stand by the water.
School looks stuffy, but we'll loosen it up, huh, Coach? I'm not going to be your coach this year, Charlie.
Yeah, very funny.
I just got the official word. The Junior Goodwill Games Committee has named me Director of Player Personnel. I'm going to be in charge of their junior hockey program worldwide.
Well, don't go.
Charlie, I can't pass up this opportunity.
But you can't pass us up, right? I mean, you dump us in some stupid school and now you're...
I'm not dumping you anywhere. Eden Hall is a great chance for you. Charlie, I will always...
Coach, please.
Charlie looks Gordon in the eyes.
Don't go.
Charlie, I know it's hard. I understand what you're going through.
No, you don't understand. You obviously don't even have a clue.
Charlie stares at Gordon and shakes his head before walking off. Director of Photography, David Hennings. Executive Producers, Stephen Brill and C. Tad Devlin. Based on characters created by Stephen Brill. Screenplay by Stephen Brill and Jim Bernstein. Story by Kenneth Johnson and Jim Bernstein. Produced by Jordan Kerner and John Avnet. Directed by Robert Lieberman. Eden Hall Academy.
You know, I think this place is running very low on the brothers' quotient.
Yeah. Hey, I want to know who this new coach Orion is. My dad said that if I didn't like him, I could come right home.
That's nice. My dad said I better stay in on scholarship or he whipped my butt.
You know, I heard in the dorm that the guy played for the Minnesota North Stars and got suspended for punching out his own coach.
You mean the Dallas Stars? I already punched out a fan.
I heard he was a Buddhist, you know, like Kung Fu or Richard Gere.
Kung Fu wasn't a Buddhist. He was a Trappist monk.
Are you talking about the old Kung Fu or the Further Adventures of the New Kung Fu?
Y'all watch too much TV.
Shoot, that's the safest thing to do in my hood.
Watch it, Mom. You might get hit.
A puck hits the car.
Don't worry about me, Mom. You're right. As long as I have the ducks, I should be able to handle this new school.
That's my boy.
Charlie climbs out of the car, and his mom, the curly-haired woman, waves at him. He walks into an alley past an open suitcase.
Hey, Fulton, you ever think about shooting back into the alley and not the street?
Not really.
Fulton takes another shot. Charlie grimaces.
I just found out Portman isn't coming. He's staying in Chicago. How uncool is that?
No, you gotta be kidding me.
Found out Bombay bailed and he bailed too.
I don't know.
What good is one Bash brother? I mean, what am I now, Mr. Bash, the Bash man?
Hey, watch it! Please!
A chubby boy skates up.
It hurt.
Sorry, Goldberg.
Oh, no problem, guys. Life isn't bad enough. I gotta worry about being nailed off the ice, too. Why am I always getting shot at?
You're a goalie, dude. Deal.
Well put. Thanks, Fulton. Real sensitive.
You're welcome.
Well, let's go. You wouldn't want to keep the preppy snots waiting.
In the auditorium, a boy with a cowboy hat, a girl with braids, and a boy in maroon sit in front of guys in Letterman jackets.
Hey, you know what? You ducks don't belong here at Eaton Hall.
What?
Hey, easy, Russ. They probably just think we're someone else. I'm Dwayne. We're the new hockey team. And you are...
A guy puts gum in Dwayne's hand.
Varsity. The only hockey team. State champs. You know, my little brother lost his JV slot when they brought you yo-yos in here.
Probably wasn't good enough.
The girl, Julie, glances back.
See, that's my dad. He's gonna get the board to revoke your scholarships. Just you wait.
That's your dad? Nice outfit. Did it come with a yacht?
Averman, where are you taking us? Quack. Hey, Connie. Quack. Hey, Connie, look
okay,
over.
Okay, everybody follow me.
Some of the that's ducks time, rollerblade babe. On the street.
Hey, Connie, come on. Marley? Charlie? Right, I'm a goalie, not a skater!
Goldberg careens off the road.
Hey, lady, watch out! Sorry.
He rolls downstairs.
I got you, Goldie. I'm coming.
Charlie chases after him. Goldberg rolls backwards onto a park path.
Oh, Charlie! Where are you? Help me!
Charlie accelerates toward him, but Goldberg is just out of reach.
What's this? What's this? Get off me, Charlie! Oh, I can't see!
Goldberg gets a sheet tangled on him as he rolls backwards down an alley.
Goldberg! Goldberg! There's a pit bull! Who goes after you, man?
I can't see! Is that you?
The dog pulls the sheet off Goldberg, still turned around. Charlie skates by the dog and takes the sheet off him before jumping over a group of trash cans.
Charlie!
Goldberg's foot gets tangled in a hose.
Charlie! It's
don't
got me!
Down the hole.
It sprays at Charlie.
The hole!
Goldberg comes loose from the hose, spinning down the alley.
Welcome. Since its inception in 1903, Eaton Hall Academy has taken great pride in its illustrious tradition of excellence. Yet, as we approach the coming millennium, we dare not shrink from the specter of inevitable change.
What'd he say?
Something about a shrinking sphincter.
Shrinking sphincter.
Charlie and Goldberg fly into the street.
Oh, there's cars, Charlie!
Goldberg skates wildly while Charlie is in control. Charlie jumps, lifting up his knees to leap over an oncoming car. Goldberg's arms flail as he weaves between cars.
What do I do, Charlie? Charlie!
I got you.
Charlie grabs Goldberg, but there are two trucks before them.
Freeze!
They just clear the trucks, then jump at the last moment, leaping over the wall of an overpass. They land in the street next to their friends.
Yeah! Goldberg!
Goldberg, yeah! Don't you ever do that to me again!
Thus, myself, the board, Tom Riley of the Alumni Association, and varsity coach Wilson, who has led us to 10 consecutive state championships.
Charlie and friends skate onto campus.
All right, guys, just
we have all made a change for the future.
And so today,
after much debate on both sides,
out of the way,
proudly open our doors via full scholarships to a truly gifted group of student athletes. And so will you please join me in giving a big, rousing warrior welcome.
Let's go. Thanks. Right. Sneak in the back. All right, let's go.
The gold medal winner.
Get off of me.
They skate backstage and accidentally tear down the stage's red curtain, then look out at the audience.
Hi. We're the Ducks.
A photo of Buckley with Newt Gingrich sits in an office.
Hey, check it out. He knows Wayne Newton.
Charlie, man, this is not a good start to our year.
Don't worry, Kenny. These prepsters aren't going to do anything to us.
Check it out. Antsville.
Look at him go.
Whoa.
They look at an ant farm.
You can learn a lot from ants.
Buckley smiles at them.
These Brazilian fire ants can teach you a lot about successful societal structure. You see, there's one queen in there. And the rest are dedicated worker ants. Everybody pulls their weight. Nobody complains. There's harmony and growth. Same here at Eaton Hall. Only you are the workers, the backbone.
And you're the queen?
He looks at Russ. The Ducks attend various classes.
Every Monday, you'll have a practice quiz. Every Wednesday, you'll have a real quiz. Every Friday, you'll have an exam. And anytime I feel like it, you'll have a surprise quiz or exam.
It's been said that the present is to the past, like a dwarf on the shoulders of a giant. If the dwarf holds his seat, he can indeed see further than the giant. But beware. If the dwarf should grow careless and forget his place.
He slams a dwarf doll under a book.
History is a giant.
He stares at Fulton.
Get ready to ride.
Fulton and Goldberg exchange a look. One of the Ducks, Louise, walks behind a blonde girl, checking her out.
Hey, what's he looking at?
The varsity guys come up and push him into the lockers.
Heart check into the board. That has to hurt.
The same varsity guy grabs Kenny's lunch.
All this work makes me hungry.
A guy pushes Kenny before his teammates walk by.
Hey, Ken.
What's up, Ken?
Kenny. Homework on the first day, man. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I know. We better be careful or we're gonna learn something here.
Charlie comes down the stairs at school.
Hi. Will you sign the petition?
Yeah. What's it for?
We're demanding the board change the demeaning warrior name.
Well, warriors isn't so bad, is it? I mean, you got the Indians, the Braves, the Redskins, the Blackhawks.
You're a jock, aren't you?
Yeah, I play hockey. In fact, I'm the captain of the new JV team.
He smiles.
Forget about it. All you warrior jocks stick together.
But I'm not a warrior, I'm a duck.
The dark-haired, blue-eyed girl walks over to another student with her clipboard. The Ducks enter a rink and look through the glass. Championship banners hang over the ice.
Wow, this place is great. This is a nice
rink. Hot dog.
It's huge.
You know, I bet they even have a snack bar here.
Big deal. Well, they look pretty good.
Sure won a lot of championships.
They're huge.
But not so hot.
Come on, guys, we could skate out there.
The three varsity guys gather around the net.
My dad says it was all just a publicity stunt, but it's going to wind up killing the school's reputation.
Yeah. Them rejects should have stayed on their own side of the tracks.
Those rejects, genius. Besides, we don't have tracks, Cole. You see, there's no trains, therefore no tracks. Do you get that?
Well, they should stay out of our school. Don't get smart with me, goalie.
Hey, come on, Scooter. You know better than confuse Cole. We're on the same team.
The Ducks come onto the ice as the varsity team leaves.
It isn't Captain Ducky. Get your hands off.
Ooh, look. A Bash brother. I'm so
so scared.
Break it up. Come on, man, let's go.
The varsity coach ushers them away.
How about it, cowboy roundup?
Hey, Charlie, shouldn't we wait for the new coach before we mess around?
This is how we practice. Duck hockey, Connie. You'll have to get used to it sooner or later. Well, come on, cowboy, hit it.
The Ducks skate away as Dwayne, the boy who was wearing the cowboy hat, chases after them with a lasso.
Watch out, girls! Go!
He swings the rope in the air and lassos one of his teammates.
Good job, Johnny!
Come here! Can't get away from me, can you?
Johnny, oh, you got a full team!
The rope flies at Kenny, who maneuvers away from it. Dwayne skates after Charlie, hooking the lasso around him. Charlie falls on the ice and sees a pair of skates coming toward the group. He looks up to see a straight-lipped man standing over him.
My name is Coach O'Ryan. You can call me Coach or Coach O'Ryan.
You can call me Charlie.
Charlie extends his hand.
Must be what that C on your jersey stands for, huh? Sure doesn't stand for captain.
Sorry, Coach. We're just messing with you, you know.
Hey, Bombay gave him that sheet.
And I respect that, but that's the past. This is my team now, and I'll be selecting the captain.
You gotta be kidding me, right? I mean, you're the rookie here.
We all been together for 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay, Charlie. Laps. Right now.
Uh-oh. How many, Coach O'Ryan?
I don't recall saying.
Charlie skates around O'Ryan and starts to do laps as the rest of the team stands still.
You listen up, and you listen up good. We're here for one reason, and one reason only. You know what that is? It starts with a W.
To win, Coach O'Ryan, sir.
No. To work. High school hockey is very hard work. And it all begins with defense. I've seen your tapes. I know you can score goals. I just don't know if you can stop them.
Oh, hey.
O'Ryan glares at Goldberg.
Sorry, sir.
You're not kids. Or little ducks anymore, so I'm not going to treat you that way. You're going to learn to play two-way hockey. Offense and defense. It's going to take one thing. It starts with a W.
To work, Coach O'Ryan, sir!
Wrong. Will. It's gonna take real will if you want to play in my barn. All right. Count off. Let's climb the ladder.
One, two, three.
One, two, three. Woo-hoo. All right, bitch. See what you got, baby. Come on, bring it up.
Goldberg gets scored on.
Nice shot. All right.
Another puck goes in.
Lucky shot. Merry Christmas, Gee. Cowboy, you don't impress me.
More players score.
Everyman, have you been practicing? Ah, hey,
Krasnikov, knock that off. Goldberg. When's the last time you practiced?
Well, we don't really practice per se. We either play or play around. You know, have fun. You know, that thing makes you smile and laugh. Okay, I'll shut up.
Julie gets in the goal and stops several shots.
Sorry, Connie. Good shot, Dwayne.
Next time, Russ.
The team trudges into the locker room, tossing their equipment down.
Somebody get a shovel and bury me right here.
Oh. Well, it's easy to play like what? Starts with a W!
Wussies.
That's right. Wussies on offense and
defense.
O'Ryan enters.
Eaton Hall Academy requires you to maintain a C average to compete. I believe that's a bad rule.
Wow. Go, Coach.
I don't want any C players on my team. It's B's or better, or you're going to be riding a pine pony. Now, you got 15 minutes after each practice to clear this locker room. You got homework to do. Oh, one more thing. Stay clear of the varsity until we play him in the JV varsity showdown. You got that?
They all just stare at him. Orion leaves.
15 minutes? Man, I cannot move.
Hey, you guys, look. He posted our positions.
Brown-haired Connie and several others get up and check the board.
I don't believe this. I play left side, not right.
Third line? Man, that's a major diss.
I'm not even posted.
Yeah, you are. Adam Banks, third line center. Varsity?
I made varsity?
That's the great thing about being goalie, you know? You always know where you stand. I just mind my business, take my place between the pipes.
You're riding the pine pony, pal.
Very funny.
Julie's one. You're two.
I'm backup?
Still in his goalie pads, Goldberg rushes up to the board.
How can he do this to me? What am I, chopped liver?
Hey, who's Captain Tibbet?
Well, that's Captain TVD, to be determined.
Oh, I see. Well, no, I don't. That's your job, Charlie.
Dwayne turns to Charlie, who glances at his teammates before looking down at the ground. Music plays from a gramophone as Charlie walks by windows up to a door. He opens it quietly as a man with white hair sharpens the blade of an ice skate inside.
School was not so fun today, eh, Charlie?
How'd you know it was me?
Only two people can open a door so sadly. You and Gordon. Not just one more path.
A red substance shoots up.
Ah! Oh! I've really done it this time, Charlie. Oh, give me a tourniquet.
Knock it off, Hans. I buff the ketchup and stop trying to cheer me up.
Hans squeezes the ketchup bottle with a smile.
Ah, school is a nightmare. Especially our new hockey coach. Have you ever heard of Ted Orion?
Yes. Yes, he left the North Stars when he was still in his prime.
This guy is no duck.
Perhaps you should show him the way, Charlie.
He doesn't exactly seem open to new learning experiences.
And the question is, are you?
In the cafeteria, Goldberg and Averman get food.
So what if she has a quicker glove? Who's got the better stick?
You do.
I know that. And who's got the game experience, me or the cat lady?
You do.
Mm-hmm.
Look, she's just quicker, faster. That counts on this level.
So what are you trying to say? If I lost a few pounds, maybe I'd be number one again?
It might be easier to have her gain a few pounds.
Hey, little man. Yesterday's lunch is pretty good. What do we got today?
And chips.
Cookies. What do we have here?
Just get
out of here.
I could maim that big goon. With Portman here, we could take them all.
They want lunch?
Charlie stares at the bullies.
We'll give them lunch.
Charlie, Russ, and Fulton leave. The dark-haired girl puts her tray on a table.
The seat is taken. No one's sitting in it.
Well, this is a cheerleading section. Warrior cheerleaders only. Are you a cheerleader?
Do I look like an idiot? Airhead.
Luis sits beside the blonde cheerleader he checked out.
How you doing?
The freshman girls are over there.
Girls? Yes, I know. But I'm in search of a real woman.
You're crazy, you know that?
Local? Yes, of course, for you. Just give me 5 minutes after school, and I will die a happy man.
If you don't beat it, you probably will die. My boyfriend gets pretty jealous.
She waves at the varsity guy with the important father, Rick, who gives her a wave back. When she looks over, Luis is gone. He crawls under the table, looking at the cheerleader's legs with a nod and a smile. Students on horseback ride past Charlie, Russ, and Fulton on campus.
Make sure it's fresh.
This team's a good sign.
Very good.
Goldberg slides a tray of baked cookies to Julie.
Just want to congratulate you on being number one. I didn't have time to bake a cake, so I bought you a yummy array of goodies.
Thanks, Goldberg.
Hey, no problem. You know, you're gonna need a lot of energy to play on this level. Carbo loading, you know? See, this thing right here is packed with energy. Give it a shot.
She takes a bite of pastry.
See? Good, huh?
It's
good.
Now, I could even be your nutritional advisor if you want. No charge. What do you say?
Wait,
try this one.
Charlie and his friends stroll into the cafeteria. Cole grabs his lunch bag.
Oh, come on. My mommy made me brownies.
Yeah, fresh warm ones.
Hey, it's too bad about your brash brother. Heard he was too scared to leave home.
Portman ain't scared of nothing.
Cole pulls out a handful of green mush. He sniffs it and grimaces.
Phew.
What the hell kind of brownies are these?
I gotta tell her to stop using the horse turds in the recipe.
They all run out, and Cole tosses the bag on the cheerleader's table.
Thanks for not letting me sit there.
Charlie and his friends dash out as they are pursued by Cole and the other varsity guys. Other students run when they see the bag of horse manure. Cole and his friends stop as they run into Buckley on their way out.
Hey, fellas.
This time.
Lovely day.
Good boy.
Buckley is trapped behind the door as it swings open and students stampede out of the cafeteria into the hall, his brow furrowed and eyes wide. Now in red and white Eden Hall Warriors uniforms, the team skates laps.
Work those legs, Gaffney! Where's your energy?
I think it's gonna be sick.
Julie leans over a barrier.
One cupcake over the line, cat lady.
This is total crap. Can't play for this drill sergeant.
Play for us, Charlie. The Ducks, come on, man.
All right, Fulton. Get low. Bend your knees. Smooth straight.
Charlie skates with Fulton.
Stay low.
Julie the cat! What's the matter? You need a fur ball?
That's good, Coach. I like that. Fur ball. It's very clever.
Just get in the net, Goldberg.
Me? Sure thing. Be my pleasure. Yeah.
Over here!
Go, I don't see a captain out here!
Get on your left, pass it! Make a first move, Conway!
Averman maneuvers around Charlie and takes a shot on the goal.
Averman, you got nothing!
Over here,
Charlie!
Come on, Charlie, clear it out!
Freeze! I said freeze! Averman!
I did freeze.
Where's the one place? You never want to clear the puck.
It looked...
Just open. Answer the question, Conway.
Listen, I'm not a defenseman. I'm a scorer.
Charlie removes his helmet. Orion gestures with his finger.
Follow me.
Charlie hangs his head and follows Orion, who opens the door to the penalty box for him. After throwing down his helmet, Charlie takes a seat.
Anybody share his opinion?
His teammates look at the coach, straight-faced.
All right, then, take a knee.
As Orion skates away, Charlie hurls down his stick. The rest of the team gets down on one knee and pull their helmets up. The coach picks up the puck and looks at it.
What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Don't try to suck up to me, Averman. Defense.
Charlie removes his gloves.
See, unlike scoring, defense never quits. But to play great defense, you need one thing above all else.
That starts with a W.
Confidence. Listen, if you learn nothing else when you're here, you learn this. All right? Because it's not just about hockey. It's easy to be confident when you have control of the puck. It's very, very difficult to keep that confidence when you got to take whatever strange bounces life throws your way. Don't be careless, but don't be too careful either. You cannot be afraid to lose. That's how you gain the confidence to attack the game when the puck isn't yours. That's how you attack life. Even when you think you don't have any control.
Orion holds the puck between his fingers and glances down at it.
And that's how you play real defense.
Charlie rollerblades out of the school's gates and up to a bench, where the dark-haired girl sits alone.
Is the seat taken?
She eyes the empty seat. He sits down.
You know, you are just like the rest of those snobs.
I am not a snob.
Oh, really? Well, you don't like me because I'm an athlete. That's a snob. You don't even know me.
If I knew you, I wouldn't like you.
Oh, yeah? Well, try me. Hi. I'm Charlie Conway. I'm a 14-year-old, almost 6-foot, non-smoking Leo. I like hockey, pizza, and music, and I dislike everything about that school. Except for maybe you. Now you try.
I'm Linda. I don't like it here either.
And pizza?
I like pizza.
Music?
Of course I like music. I like Pantera.
No way! I love Pantera. So the only thing we don't agree on is hockey. Too violent? You don't understand the rules?
I have to admit, I've never been to a game.
And you have never heard of the Anaheim Mighty Ducks? They named a pro team after us.
Sorry.
Oh, man. Well, we have a game on Friday. And I was just thinking that maybe you could come down and you could snag a Coke or something afterwards.
He raises his eyebrows. She looks at him.
I still don't know you that well.
Did I tell you I'm allergic to nuts? Any kind of nut, I swear, I blow up. It's kind of gross. But... And R.E.M.? John Woo movies. And I really like talking to you. What else?
I don't know. Just keep talking.
A bus arrives and Linda gets on.
Yes.
Charlie pumps his fists and follows her. Han sits down on his couch and turns on a radio.
It appears the entire school has turned out to see the once mighty Ducks. I mean, rather, the Eaton Hall Warriors do battle with the Blake Freshman Bears.
The student announcer wears a headset. Buckley and Rick's father sit behind a red roped-off area. As the sunglass-wearing band plays, people take their seats, including Linda and the varsity players and cheerleaders. Adam sits with them. Charlie's mom stands up and claps as the team takes the ice.
They'd be damn good if they hope to stay.
Relax, Tom. It's in the bag. Alan, just in time. All right, gather around. Let's go. Hustle up. Come on.
The team gathers around Coach Orion.
All right. Think defense. All right, hands in. Here we go.
They pile their hands in.
Quack! Quack! Quack!
Hey, 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 hey! What the hell's that? Knock that off. All right. Go team. On two. Here we go. One, two.
Go team.
All right, come on.
Go team, how original.
Let's get in the game, Charlie.
Let's do it, Charlie.
Point of fact, Charlie Conway's not wearing their traditional captain's C. He's been this team's captain since they played in District 5. I guess Coach Orion's making a statement.
Charlie lifts his mask up as he sees Linda waving at him from the crowd. He skates over to the face-off. The ref drops the puck and Charlie gets possession. He and a teammate pass the puck back and forth. Charlie spins to avoid an opposing player and pushes past a defender to score. Adam stands and cheers, but another varsity player pushes him down. Charlie's mom claps.
What'd I tell you?
That's my pops.
Charlie looks up at Linda clapping and raises his arms in the air.
All right, knock off the celebration. Act like you scored before, huh?
In the goal, Julie rests her hands on her knees.
Come on, guys, give me something to do.
Pass it over here, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's knucklebust time.
Russ flips the puck onto its edge and shoots it into the goalie's mask. His teammate scores.
Yeah, knocked him out.
The scoreboard shows they have 3 goals.
Hey, Russ, you know, you can call this thing now and we can all get home in time to see Melrose.
Goldberg smiles. The Bears have the puck and skate toward the Warriors' goal. Luis intercepts their pass and charges to the other net.
Go, Luis, go! Go!
He can't stop! He's got no brakes!
I can't stop!
He sails over the net and into the glass.
Man, that was fresh.
Great, Luis, you scored, man.
You scored, man.
Way to go.
You scored! You scored, Luis. It was amazing.
Are you okay?
Hello, Matty.
Oh, I guess not.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, get the boy! Yahoo! How do you like them apples, huh?
Dwayne bounces the puck on his stick. He slams it into the goal. Julie paces.
Come down here. Why don't you take a shower with me? I'm so bored.
I went past Damon, who gets his own, and oh, that's a hook if I've ever seen one. He gets the pass off Fulton. Look out, Nellie!
Fulton shoots, propelling the puck into the hand of a Bears defenseman, the force of it spinning him rapidly. The puck flies out of his hand and into his own goal.
Spun that, dude!
Yo, Russ, you gotta teach me how to talk some trash.
It can't be taught, Kenny, man. I mean, it's gotta be the first thing that comes to your mind. You just gotta go for it.
Try it.
Okay. Hey, Raph!
Pick another target.
Hey, number 44, you don't play real good.
Yeah, right.
Shorter, man. Get to the point.
Hey, number 9, bite me.
Number 9 skates by and pushes Kenny down.
Now we're getting somewhere.
The Warriors win another face-off. Averman has the puck and charges toward the goal. He hits the puck back and forth with his stick, and the goalie moves his head rapidly to keep track. When Lester reaches the goal, he doesn't have the puck. He spreads his legs apart, and Fulton shoots the puck between them, scoring another goal.
A hand is quicker than the eye, my friend.
Fulton scored. I am really bored. Fulton's great. Your goalie couldn't even skate.
Julie dances in the goal. The Warriors continue to dominate. With only 3 seconds remaining in the period, Charlie takes a shot. He scores.
So unbelievable, Conway gets the hat trick from somewhere out in the ozone. At the end of 2, it's Eden Hall 9, Blake 0.
It's over, folks.
That's my ducks.
I think we're witnessing the birth of a dynasty, Tom.
The scoreboard indicates that it is the third period, and the score is 9-0 in favor of the Warriors. Averman approaches his opponent in the face-off.
Relax. It's over, baby.
Come on, boys. Let's go.
The other player knocks Averman down, but the Warriors get the puck back. They struggle by the net, taking several shots that don't make it in. From behind the net, a Warrior passes to his teammate ahead of him. During the next pass, one of the Bears steals the puck away and bolts down the ice.
Damn!
Tighten up!
The Bear skates toward Julie. He passes the puck backwards to a teammate who drops it in front of the goal for another Bear to take the shot and score.
Oh, and there goes the shutout, folks.
We'll give you one.
Well, all right, change it up. Mendoza, Robertson.
The puck flies around the boards, then in front of the goal. A Bear trips on a Warrior, but still scores.
There's defense!
With slight smiles, the varsity team watches.
Burrell, Conway, change it.
All right, let's do it, guys.
The two teams skate across the ice. Another Warrior falls into Julie, knocking her down. The Bears score again.
Jermaine, Fulton, change it!
The opposing team now has 5 goals.
Score! And Blake pumps in another.
Hans winces at home.
Woo! Come try and get me this time!
Dwayne charges, but another player plows into him. The other team has the puck.
Make him make the first move, Conway!
Charlie skates backwards, but the other player goes around him, knocking him down. He scores, bringing their score to 7. Charlie stands and breaks his stick against the goal.
2 minutes, unsportsmanlike. Let's go, son.
What?
To the box.
Come what? On. Are you blind?
To the box.
You decide to take the whistle off now? Give me a break.
Now, is that sportsmanship? Get in the box. 96 white. 2 minutes, unsportsmanlike conduct.
Unsportsmanlike, I'll show you what's
unsportsmanlike. Oh my, Conway is really hot. He'll get 2 for unsportsmanlike conduct. Where has the Warriors' defense gone this period?
Charlie, calm yourself, play the game.
Gaffney! Goldberg. Okay.
Me? Yeah, coach, come right up.
It's a total breakdown up front. It's up to you.
No problem, cat lady.
Goldberg skates out. During play, he goes behind the goal to retrieve the puck and trips, leaving the net open.
Oh,
No! Don't stop him!
The other team scores. The scoreboard shows that it is now 9-8.
You telling me my youngest boy isn't good enough to play for this team?
Buckley wipes his mouth. The Bears goalie leaves the net.
In a last-ditch effort, Blake is pulling their goalie.
30 left and the Warriors are desperately trying to hang on. Conway's out of the box and skating hard.
Charlie skates along the edge, ducking to avoid another player.
Pass it here, Charlie!
Come on, Charlie!
Kill it, Charlie!
Knock it off, Charlie! Pass it!
Over here, Charlie! We've already won! Charlie, no!
Charlie shoots at the empty net, falling onto his stomach. The puck stops just short of the scoring line.
No!
With 9 seconds left, the Bears get the puck and skate toward Goldberg.
No. Come on, where's the key?
The Bears score.
Oh, there goes the buzzer. This baby is over. A very disappointing tie for the Eden Hall Warriors. They opened their cabin door and let those Blake Bears climb right in.
Linda looks away, and Orion purses his lips. The team enters the locker room, and Charlie throws his gear down.
Hooked me, all right?
I didn't need any more goals.
Hey, listen, I was trying to win it.
Well, mission not accomplished, Charlie.
Huh? We let down, simple as that.
Hey, you let down. I played hard.
Yeah, man, no heart. Well, what are we playing for anyway? Some stupid school? The alumni? I mean, Warriors? What the hell are we now?
Look, man, we're on scholarship.
Russ stands.
I'm staying.
Fine, sellout.
Who are you calling a sellout?
Hey, hold on, Charlie!
Stop it!
The scuffle stops when Orion comes in.
How long does it take to score a goal?
He hurls a puck into the board.
Less than a second!
He walks by, looking at the players.
That means no lead is safe if you can't play defense. Now get this straight. I don't give a damn how many goals you score. I want one number on your mind. Zero. As in shutout. You got that?
He stares at Charlie, who has his jaw set and does not meet Orion's gaze.
Practice. Tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Gotta get up early if you want to hunt goose eggs.
Orion stalks out. Charlie starts ripping off his pads.
Hey, who took my clothes?
A pile of wet clothes and shoes lay on the floor of the locker room shower. Water rains down on them, and the phrase, "Freshmen stink," is written in shaving cream on the wall.
They put our clothes... Oh, man.
That answers your question, doesn't it?
Orion starts to leave the rink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buckley walks with him.
I know you're as disappointed in that tie as we are.
Actually, I'd have preferred a loss.
You're kidding, right, Coach?
Well, you learn a hell of a lot more from losing than from winning.
We don't have time for learning. We need to win. They could lose their scholarships.
You're kidding. Right, Dean?
In a locker room, Kenny, Julie, and Russ wheel a large metal canister.
Love this liquid nitrogen. I think it works.
Yeah, it's working.
Hey, you think they're gonna miss this big old tank in chemistry class?
What do you think?
Hey, what about Banksy?
He's one of them now, isn't he?
Sad but true.
How about full pressure?
Sorry, cake eater.
Russ wears gloves as he sprays liquid nitrogen from a hose into a locker. The varsity team walks into their locker room. Letterman jackets hang on the outside of their lockers, frosted over. Rick taps his with his stick, and it's hard and frozen. Cole knocks his down. The jacket shatters in pieces on the ground. Rick looks over at Cole, who points with his stick. They all look above the door, where "Varsity Sucks Ice" is written in shaving cream.
Ducks.
Charlie and his mom go into a diner.
Just come in and sit down. Thank you so much, Jeannie. I'm sorry I'm late.
No problem, honey. How was the game?
She gives the look.
That good, huh? I'll close out.
Listen, I'm taking a bus. I'll see you later.
No, sir. You sit over there and you do your homework. I just watched you jeopardize your hockey career. I will not let you do it to your studies.
You have no idea what it's like playing for that guy.
I don't care who your coach is. Your behavior out there was juvenile.
Well, yeah, because Coach Orion...
Because Coach Orion, nothing.
I used to feel the same way about Coach Bombay, remember?
I think the only thing that needs to change around here is your attitude.
What? Oh, give me a break.
Charlie storms out, leaving his mom standing behind the counter in her pink uniform. In the cafeteria, the varsity team approaches the Ducks at a table.
That's the first time.
Check out the new jackets, guys.
Hey, congrats on the Blake game.
Yeah, right, we tied.
Hey, a point's a point. We're all warriors now. You guys proved your guts. Y'all set for dinner Friday?
Dinner?
Well, it's an Eden Hall tradition. Varsity got to treat the freshmen to dinner. So round up your posse and meet us at 6 at the Minnesota Club downtown. Anybody need a ride, we can take you. I mean, you guys do like steak and seafood, right?
Yeah, we do.
Look, I don't like you pukes, all right? But this is a tradition. And at Eden Hall, I learned to care about tradition.
Cole walks away, leaving Adam standing by the table.
It's cool.
A man in a top hat opens the door for a car in front of a restaurant with a red carpet leading to the door. Inside, suited waiters serve food to the two teams, seated at a long table decorated with candles and flowers.
I love this tradition. In my old school, we didn't have traditions like that.
Waiter, I've got too many forks. I only need one. What's this little bitty one?
Hey, you gotta show me that triple deke, man. That's cool.
Yeah, sure. You know, it's easier than it looks.
Oh, you're being modest.
Rick sips from his glass.
Hey, Julie. Want this extra piece of prime rib?
She elbows Goldberg.
Look, I'm just trying to help you.
Rick stands and holds his glass.
On behalf of the Eden Hall Warrior Varsity State Champion hockey team, I'd like to welcome the future state champs, the Eden Hall freshmen. Hear, hear. We're just glad you loaned us Banksy so that we'd have a chance to beat you guys in the annual freshman varsity showdown. Now, nobody move. We've got one last surprise. Fellas?
The varsity guys stand up.
Banksy.
Where are they going?
Adam follows them.
Don't worry, we'll be right back. You got the candles?
The varsity team goes out the door.
Guys, I don't want to spoil anything, but I overheard something in the bathroom. It's a cake. Act surprised, all right?
They all grin. The waiters roll in a huge cake decorated with sparklers.
What is that? Oh!
There are two calluses.
The cake reads,
"Thanks for dinner, losers!"
A bow-tied waiter passes the bill to Charlie on a silver tray.
Oh, man.
He turns it over.
$857?
Charlie puts his hand to his head.
Where are we gonna get that kind of cash?
In the kitchen, Julie and Dwayne wash dishes.
You really gotta pick up the pace.
You're trying, you're picking up.
Goldberg and Connie clean toilets. Charlie and Daverman bust a table.
We gotta respond.
Physics. Each action requires an equal, if not bigger, reaction.
Man, be cool. I don't want to mess up my scholarship.
Russ comes over, vacuuming.
I mean, let's not get caught.
Julie peeks around a corner. Then Kenny and Daverman pop out above her. The three of them, plus Fulton and Luis, come into a hallway wearing black clothes and holding loops of rope. They tie the rope around doorknobs. Averman reaches up to a bulletin board on a door.
Averman, what are you doing?
It's a ghost litter.
They move down the hall. Fulton holds a flashlight in his mouth as he works with the rope. Rick sleeps peacefully in his bed as Julie feeds two clear tubes under his door. Another duck wearing a black headband, Guy, watches from outside through binoculars with Connie. He holds a walkie-talkie.
A little to the left.
A fishing hook dangles from the window above the door. Kenny attempts to hook it onto the tubing as he stands on Averman's shoulders, knocking his glasses off.
Yeah, it's okay. It's just my face. No big deal. How's it look to you, cowboy?
All secure. I'll go check the other side.
Hey, come on. Let me see.
No, just keep a lookout.
Charlie and Russ sneak up to the ant farm.
Careful, man. They don't call them Brazilian fire ants for nothing.
Hey, you think he's gonna notice him missing?
I don't think he keeps a head count, Charlie.
With his flashlight in his mouth, Charlie uses a hand vacuum to suck fire ants into clear tubing. On campus, Cole encounters Dwayne on horseback.
Hey, you a stray calf?
What the?
I'd be more fun for me if you ran.
Dwayne wears a mask over his eyes and swings a lasso overhead as he chases Cole on the lawn. Dwayne lassos him to the ground.
Oh, man, you're dead, man! Dang, you hear me?
Dwayne ties his feet together with rope.
Thank you!
This ninja stuff really makes you look, I don't know how you say,
Ruggedly handsome?
Amazingly stupid.
Very funny. Get him? A couple.
No, here it is. Oh.
100.
Release the hungry fellows.
Stop him in there.
In the hallway, the group watches as Charlie holds his flashlight between his teeth and shakes ants from a jar into a funnel attached to the tubing. The large ants clamor over each other as they move through the tube. In a mad scramble through the conduit, the ants emerge on the other side of the door. Two wire hooks are looped around the end of the tube. The bugs spill out the tube onto bedsheets, then crawl on Rick's sleeping body. They creep onto Rick's face as he swipes at them in his sleep. On the other side of the room, more ants crawl on Scooter. Rick stirs awake.
Get him off my back, man! What the heck are these things, man? Get him off! Get out of here! Open it! Why aren't you open? Open the door!
They yank on the door, but it is held shut by the network of ropes in the hall.
Come on, let him out.
Julie pulls on the rope, and it releases the door, knocking Rick down.
Let's get out of here!
Varsity guys spill out into the hall, scratching themselves. Charlie and his friends laugh and shine flashlights on them.
You're funny, huh? You think you're worth a damn? You're just white trash!
Will you call them white trash?
That's right. We'll take you anytime, anywhere.
Tomorrow. Done.
Right. Get to the show!
The varsity guys rush out, scratching themselves.
Goodbye. I kill you guys!
It's probably time to leave.
See ya.
With his hands and feet tied up and the lasso around his chest, Cole inches around the corner. He rolls down a few stairs and looks around at the empty hallway. In the morning, a fog rises up off the ice rink as the JV and varsity teams warm up. They skate in circles with their sticks, wearing full gear. The JV team dons their Ducks uniforms. Julie skates over to Goldberg in the net.
Coach says I'm the starter.
Coach? I don't see any coach.
We'll split the shifts. I want a piece of these guys.
Goldberg puts on his mask. As Julie skates over to the side, Scooter comes up beside her.
Hey, we call it even?
I hate ties. They're like kissing your brother.
Averman circles Rick.
Oh, ants in your mask? It looks like you're a goalie for a dart team. Yeah.
Rick grabs him by the shirt.
I'll go now.
Punk.
Adam.
They didn't tell me until it was too late. Charlie, believe me.
Yeah, right, Preppy.
Okay, guys, concentrate now. Set.
Charlie and Rick stare each other down in the face-off.
First to 10. Full check.
Bring it on.
Rick knocks him down and races off with the puck. Charlie gets to his feet and skates after him.
I got my eye on you.
All right. Two for one.
Rick pushes Guy and Connie to the ice.
Make your move. Make your move.
Goldberg drops down but can't stop Rick's goal. Charlie returns Rick's smirk with a glare.
Easy.
Come on, Charlie.
Come on, Charlie.
Line V! I love when they do the V.
The varsity team skates backwards as the Ducks advance on them in a V formation, Charlie in front. A varsity player rams into him, knocking down another Duck, He steals the puck and races forward.
Oh, man. Oh, please.
Goldberg shifts back and forth in the goal. The varsity player rushes at him and veers to the side at the last moment.
Oh!
He scores, and the varsity team celebrates. Charlie whacks himself in the mask with his stick.
Come on, defense, let's go! Hey, I got a little defense here? What do you say, huh? Help me out.
A duck and a varsity player fight over the puck. The players on the sidelines lean over the wall to watch. A varsity player knocks a duck hard against the wall and he falls. Varsity plays rough, pushing several ducks to the ground. Charlie skates into Julie.
Try the triple D.
She watches him skate back onto the ice, her lips parted. Charlie weaves toward their goal, no one in front of him. The goalie stands ready. Charlie takes his shot, and the goalie easily catches the puck in his glove before dropping it back onto the ice.
What do I have to do?
Two varsity players pass the puck, and Goldberg comes slightly forward in the goal as they approach.
Gotta get by me first, man.
One of the players shoves Goldberg. Rick lifts the puck on his stick and stands in front of the net.
Quack, 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 Mr. Goalie Boy.
He drops the puck into the goal.
What was that, huh?
Connie faces Rick.
Let me at him, Charlie.
Hey, here's one. You got a little problem? Come on, sweetie. Come on, take a shot. Come on. No, huh? Maybe later, huh?
Charlie puts a hand on Connie's shoulder as she skates away.
You want some pump?
Sit down, boys.
You can't win if they're gonna cheat.
Don't show them we're hurt. Keep skating.
Julie and the others on the sidelines watch as Charlie springs forward with the puck. Adam skates close next to him. Adam slices at the puck with his stick.
Damn it, bitch!
Charlie shoots, then wraps his arm around Adam's neck, dragging him into the net. Charlie's teammates rush onto the ice.
Get up, Charlie! Yeah, do you like bank?
Yeah, nice takedown. You'd be in the box.
Go cry to your rich parents.
Fine, Charlie.
Charlie and Adam hit each other, and the other players join in.
Hey, guys, wait for me!
Goldberg puts his mask on and skates over to the chaotic shuffle. The lights turn on.
Freeze! Hey! Hey! Break it up!
Orion skates over to the mask.
Break it up now! Hey!
He grabs a varsity player by the shirt.
It's a damn good thing I'm not your coach. I'll get your team out of here now. Varsity team out! Let's go! Out of here! Let's go! You, out!
He pushes them away.
This ain't over.
Get out of here.
Rick skates backwards, staring at the ducks.
We're gonna destroy you guys!
Come on, let it go.
Well, congratulations. You've just forfeited whatever mental edge you might have had over the varsity. Now they know they own you. This isn't the Pee Wees. Your little duck tricks are not gonna work at this level. Now, for the last time, stay away from the varsity. And get those duck jerseys off now. Let's go. Now, come on, let's go. Take them off.
Several take their jerseys off.
The ducks are dead.
Orion turns to Charlie, who crosses his arms. The coach does the same.
You got two choices, Conway. Take off the jersey right now or you don't play.
Charlie furrows his brow and shakes his head.
You're breaking up the best thing any of us ever had.
Well, it's time to grow up.
Grow up? Like you, huh? Washed up pro has to show off to a bunch of kids. Jeez, that's real grown up.
Okay, goodbye, Conway. Anybody else?
Fulton glares at Orion through his mask, then skates off after Charlie.
All right. Goodbye, Fulton. No one's forcing any of you to be here. It's your lives. You decide what to make of them.
The remaining team members watch them go as they stand on the ice without their Ducks jerseys on. Averman looks down.
All right. 20 laps, then hit the showers.
They pick up their gear, then start doing laps. The Ducks jerseys remain discarded on the ice. A mug in hand, Han sits on a chair with a fire going.
And with Turbo in the second, it doesn't look good for Eden Hall. The one bright spot is Greg Goldberg, who skates up on defense for the first time tonight. He's a one-man wrecking crew.
Charlie comes in.
Your mother's been calling. She's been looking for you.
He plops down on the couch.
I'm right here.
Charlie glances at the radio.
There's the buzzer. At the end of two, it's Cardinals 4. The Warriors won.
Hans shuts it off.
Sounds like the team needs you, huh?
They don't need me. What they need is a new coach.
You're not a little boy anymore, Charlie. Please stop acting this way.
I just don't know what this guy wants from me.
He won't let you just skate by. He demands more. He wants it because he knows that it is there inside of you. Like Gordon did. He needs you to lead.
How can he expect me to lead when he takes away my C? I was the captain, Hans.
Look, it's only a letter, Charlie.
He pulls fabric letters out of a drawer.
Here. I have hundreds.
He tosses them on the table.
These are not the same. Don't make fun of me, Hans.
He took away the sea, Charlie. Not what was under it.
Charlie looks up, firelight dancing on his face.
Go. Be with your friends, Charlie. You are the heart of the team.
The old man leans forward, and Charlie meets his eyes.
Don't let it slip away.
They're the ones that are slipping away from me.
Charlie goes to the door, and Hans grips the arm of his chair.
Are you okay, Hans?
The white-haired man raises his eyebrows and holds up a finger with a smile.
I gotta walk.
Charlie goes out the door. Hans stares after him.
Goodbye, Charlie.
At an amusement park.
Hey, you're a winner there! Get that big monkey out of here!
Charlie and Fulton stand in front of a game.
Boys playing a little hooky today, huh? Oh, don't worry, your secret's safe with me. I played a lot of hooky when I was your age. Here we go. All right, who needs balls? Who needs balls?
You say we do the poster. Get it, man. What's wrong with that?
Come on, man. It'll be fun.
Charlie holds nachos.
All right.
Fulton smiles, and Charlie shakes his head as they make their way to the roller coaster. They ride in the front of the coaster as their teammates sit in class.
Listen up, cowboy Dwayne. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Igor Stravinsky, Thelonious Monk, you're gonna meet all of them in here.
Fulton and Charlie eat hot dogs.
From their humble beginnings, they rose to make a difference. They struggled, but they prevailed.
Russ smiles in history class as Charlie and Fulton ride the coaster again. Charlie looks around as others on the ride lift their arms in the air. On another ride, Charlie rests his head on his elbow. Charlie and Fulton throw up in a green trash can. A security guard watches them. They pull their heads out.
Hey, get outside, boys.
They walk into an alley.
Should be school, huh? Hey, listen, tomorrow will be more fun.
Yeah, but after that, I mean, what? We can't do this forever.
Yeah, I know. See, the way I got it figured, we go to public school for a couple years. Then we just go play juniors in Canada. You only gotta be 17.
Man, Charlie, I don't even know if I can make juniors.
Are you kidding me? With your shot? Come on.
I mean, I don't know if I want to play hockey for the rest of my life.
Charlie stares up at Fulton from his seat on the stairs.
Sorry.
You're going back.
We can deal, man. The Ducks are there.
Dude. Fine. Just get out of here, then. I don't even care. I don't need you. Go.
Fulton steps back from the staircase. He glances back at Charlie before walking away. Charlie shakes his head with a knit brow. In the diner where she works, Charlie's mom sits with a cup of coffee and stares at the counter. Charlie comes through the door.
Mom.
She looks up at him and clasps her hands in front of her. As he walks over, she stands to face him.
I've been trying to reach you. Hans passed away.
What?
It was his time to go.
She wraps her arms around him, and he returns her hug, staring at the floor with his lips parted.
Our father.
The sun shines on a cemetery as Gordon walks across the grass. He joins a group that includes the ducks and several other mourners around a coffin. A priest leads a prayer as Gordon looks at Charlie standing next to his mom. The priest opens his black leather Bible to a marked page, but Gordon gestures to him.
Excuse me, one second.
Their old coach unfolds a green Ducks jersey that reads Hans and has the number 11 on the back. He lays it on the coffin. Gordon looks up, his eyes red and wet.
Every time you touch the ice, remember it was Hans that taught us to fly.
The ducks all stare down at the coffin. Adam is there too. Gordon looks at Charlie again, and Charlie glances up, his face clenched with tears. Then he walks away from the group. Julie places flowers on the coffin, then embraces Gordon. He hugs Connie. A hand rests on a digital clock that reads 5:59 a.m. Charlie jolts awake and squints at the clock.
6 a.m.
He lies in bed on his stomach, a pillow wedged under him.
I didn't even set the alarm.
I did. Morning, Charlie. Thought we'd spend the day together. Get an early start. Come on.
Gordon sits on the end of his bed.
Go away. Hans is gone and I want to be alone.
Look, Charlie, I know you're going through a rough time. I understand. You know, not a day goes by that I don't think about you and the ducks.
There are no ducks. Orion split us apart. You know, you left us with a real jerk.
Orion? Well, maybe you don't know the whole story. Come on, get dressed. Let's go.
Go away.
Can't do that. Come on.
Gordon lifts the mattress, dumping Charlie off.
Oh. Get dressed, Charlie.
Charlie and Gordon walk on the empty bleachers of the Eden Hall ice rink.
What's this all about?
Sit down.
He takes a seat beside Gordon, who wears a long overcoat. They stare down at the ice. Orion emerges from a side door, pushing a little girl in a wheelchair onto the ice.
It's his daughter.
Orion turns the wheelchair gently.
She was injured in a car accident about 5 years ago. He was driving and they got sideswiped.
The little girl's arms are outstretched as her dad tilts her chair back.
So that's why he gave up playing pros.
When the North Stars left Minnesota, he stayed. He didn't want to disrupt her recovery. Her doctors and her friends were here.
Father and daughter wear wide grins as he glides her along the ice. Gordon's and Charlie's eyes are fixed on them.
I just thought he was some washed-up bully who couldn't hack it.
Oh, he could hack it, Charlie. He just simply made a choice. And I don't think he's ever regretted it for a minute.
Orion bends over to bring his face close to his daughter's, still pushing her lightly.
Come on.
Gordon and Charlie stroll down an empty hallway past display cases.
Check this out.
He stops at a photo of his young self.
Look at that hair. I look like Greg Brady.
Charlie laughs and leans on the case. He looks at Gordon.
I was like you, Charlie. When I played hockey, I was a total hotshot. Tried to take control of every game. Wound up quitting. So I tried the law. Same thing. I rule in the courtroom, but inside I'm a mess. Start drinking. Man, I was going down. But then this great thing happened. Maybe the best thing ever. I got arrested and sentenced to community service. And there you were, Charlie and the ducks. And as hard as I fought it, there you were. You gave me a life, Charlie. Say thank you.
Gordon looks Charlie in the eyes.
I told Orion about all this. this when I talked to him about taking over. I told him that you were the heart of the team and that you would learn something from each other. I told him that you were the real Minnesota Miracle Man.
Charlie straightens up, his eyes full of tears.
You did? So be that man, Charlie. Be that man.
Charlie hugs him tightly, and they hold on to each other in the empty hallway, light streaming in the upper windows. Later, they look through a chain-link fence at a parking lot where the Ducks play hockey on rollerblades.
Yeah! Hey, nice move! Hey, on your left!
They are.
That doesn't count. That was below the belt.
Same old Ducks. Let's change, Charlie.
Hey, it's Coach Bombay.
Damn, Conway, what took you so long?
Come on,
in the game.
Yeah, come on, Coach. Come on, guys, let's go.
Charlie and Gordon join the game, both now wearing rollerblades.
Yeah, come on, let's go.
All right,
The team skates around, all smiles, as they try to hit a ball into a sideways trash can. Someone scores. Gordon glides by wearing elbow pads. Charlie plays with a grin on his face, and Kenny flicks a shot into the can. As they pass by each other, Gordon touches Charlie's shoulder, and Charlie gestures, smiling. Charlie raises his arms in the air, and Gordon high-fives him. The team lifts Gordon into the trash can. Fulton ruffles Gordon's hair as he laughs. Charlie lifts the trash can and puts it over Goldberg's head. The players step onto a silver bus labeled the Warriors. Orion stands with a clipboard, checking off players as they board. Charlie steps onto the bus.
Conway.
I want to be on the team, Coach. I want to play two-way hockey.
The coach eyes him.
Can I come back?
Orion smiles.
Take a seat, we're running late. Let's go, we got a game to catch.
It's about time, Conway.
Charlie high-fives his teammates, then sits next to Russ.
Drink her up, Mr. Buster.
Oh, man, you should have seen your face. Oh, coach, I want to play two-way hockey. Can I come back?
Buckley steps onto the bus.
I almost missed you. Coach, you mind if I have a few words with your boys?
And girls.
Yes, of course. And girls.
Yeah, if you can make it quick, Dean, we're running late as it is.
I'm afraid this is important. We have a board meeting scheduled tomorrow, and, well, you all are on the agenda. We have to think long term here. What's in your best interest? Hard as it is for me personally, because you kids have been a breath of fresh air around here, the board is going to approve the withdrawal of your scholarships. Now, you'll be welcome to stay through the end of the semester, but after that, it will be necessary for you to enjoy other educational opportunities.
Dean, I need a word with you.
I think I've said all I need to say.
No, now.
Dwayne leans forward.
Other educational opportunities? What's he saying, Russ?
I'll put it in terms you can understand. Adios, amigo.
Buckley and Orion stand outside the bus.
So that's it. You're dumping them, just like that.
Coach, I'm sorry. Your team isn't performing, and I've been under enormous pressure.
From whom? The alumni group? A bunch of aging pep clubbers?
Ted, I'm trying to do you a favor. With those kids gone, you'll get to pick your own team. Let's face it, the Ducks are drowning.
The team watches the conversation.
I got my team. All right, they stay, or I go.
Charlie and Russ both nod and smile.
We'll miss you, Ted.
Buckley walks off, and the kids join Orion.
Why us? It's a slime. Yeah, I know where that dude lives.
We're just pawns. Puppets for the stage show. Jesters to entertain the king. Barnacles on the...
Shut up!
Coach, is this legal? I mean, don't we have contracts or something?
I don't know what it is.
Orion stares forward.
All I know is we're gonna fight it.
Do I have a motion for reconsideration?
Buckley stands at the head of a long table where board members sit surrounded on either side by the JV and varsity teams and other spectators.
I'm sorry, Coach, but unless there is a motion from a board member and a second, the decision must stand.
You leave us no choice but to bring in our attorney.
Everyone in the room turns to see Gordon stride in wearing a suit.
Dean Buckley, comes to the board. As counsel for Coach O'Ryan and the freshman hockey team, I'm here today to set forth your legal options so that you may make the best possible decision for all parties concerned.
Mr. Bombay, this isn't a legal proceeding.
Not yet, but I can assure you that it will be.
A board member shakes her head.
Do you mind?
Gordon hands Buckley a briefcase and pulls out a folder.
These scholarships, an offer, became a binding contract upon the signatures of the recipients, an acceptance by the Ducks. They cannot be voided except for cause, which I guarantee you, you have none. Should you decide to pursue their cancellation, I will slap you with an injunction. I will tie this matter up in court for years, until long after these kids have gone on to college. And I will collect damages. I will win.
He paces down the table.
Because I am very, very good. You know why I'm so good? Because I had a good education. You gave it to me. And you're going to give it to these kids.
He walks back to the front.
He is good.
Just getting started.
Now, some of you may be snobbish enough to believe that these Ducks don't belong at Eden Hall.
Rick smirks.
But let me tell you, you are dead wrong. These are remarkable young people. You give them their full shot, and I promise you they will succeed not only on the ice, but in the classrooms as well. These people are my friends, and I know what they can do.
The Ducks watch him, wearing suits and button-down shirts.
Accordingly, I demand that you reinstate their scholarships for their benefit and for your own.
Gordon nods and walks to the side of the room. From his podium, Buckley looks wide-eyed at the board members. Gordon shakes Orion's hand.
This is ridiculous.
The room turns their focus to the board members.
What's going on?
I move that the scholarships be reinstated.
She rests her chin on her hand.
Is there a second?
A hand goes up.
All in favor?
We have no choice.
The board members half-heartedly raise their hands.
Scholarships reinstated.
The Ducks erupt with applause, and Gordon hugs Orion and Charlie. Charlie's mom and Linda clap. Rick turns to the other varsity guys.
Got some business in Chicago, but I'll be back soon. If you need anything, give me a call. Okay, I mean it.
Yeah, thanks again, Coach.
Gordon and Orion walk off. Linda comes out.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey. Listen, I'm sorry I was such a jerk. But staying in school, and I still owe you that Coke.
I'm just glad you're back.
Congratulations on destroying our school.
Hey, look, it's our school, too.
It's everyone's school, you stupid jock.
No, it'll never be your school. Don't you get it? You're our own little affirmative action brought in for color to entertain us, but you couldn't even do that. Your fancy lawyer kept you in on a technicality, but you'll never belong.
You'll never be anything more than a bunch of rejects here on a free ride.
Free ride? Look at you, rich boy. Mommy and Daddy gave you everything, huh?
Hey, JV varsity games on Friday. Then we'll show the whole school what a joke you really are. Then maybe you'll leave on your own. It'd be the only honorable thing to do.
Rick smiles.
You know we're gonna hurt you.
Shh. Listen, you guys had an unfair advantage last time. You had one of us, Banksy.
Oh, well, keep him. You never had the heart of a warrior anyway.
Hey, Biff, one more thing. After we beat you, the warriors die. And the Ducks fly.
Yeah. Anything you say, loser.
Jerks.
Good move, Russ. Make him even madder. Charlie, we gotta do something, man.
Yeah, you're right. We gotta get to work.
In the red and white uniforms, the Ducks do laps around the rink.
Let's go, guys. Get up.
They skate hard.
All right, I've been doing my homework on the varsity. I'm not gonna lie to you. You're good. The way they wiped your faces in the dirt last time was no fluke. So if you want your pride back, you better be willing to work. Nothing glamorous about it. In the pros, we call it blue-collar hockey. And there's one thing the varsity does very well. They're vultures around the net. They pick up every piece of loose trash. That's how they beat you. Not with the first shot, the second and the third. They bang in the junk. So if we want to win, we're going to have to pick up the trash.
Orion pours trash from a garbage can onto the ice. Averman picks up a bagel.
Have any cream cheese?
The coach hits pieces of trash toward the net as his players scramble to try and stop it. Julie slides to make saves. Outside, the team, still in uniform, rollerblades on the sidewalk, bending down to pick up trash as they glide by. Later, they're back on the ice.
All right, looks like the place is pretty clean.
Get out, come on. On the net, reach is yours, let's go.
Go, get over here! Grab a knee! You guys are not skating like warriors!
They glance at each other.
Look like something else.
Orion flips open a cardboard box that rests on top of the garbage can on the ice.
You look like ducks.
He holds up one of their old jerseys.
Robinson!
He tosses the shirt to Dwayne, and the others rush up to the box and find their jerseys. Skating in a circle, the team bangs their sticks on the ice, then raises them up to the center. On the day of the game, the scoreboard clock lights up as the crowd files in. Buckley shakes hands.
Buckley, see you.
Fasten your seatbelts and hold on to your hats, everyone. Oh, do we have a special showdown for you. David versus Goliath in a Titanic grudge match. The winner can truly say that he is the symbol of Eden Hall.
Charlie's mom and Linda each take their seats on the packed bleachers.
Tonight, the Eden Hall Varsity Warriors do battle with the Eden Hall Freshman Ducks. That's right, folks. Look at those uniforms. The sign of the duck is here at Eden Hall for at least one night.
Charlie looks at his teammates.
This is for Hans.
Fulton nods and skates out. Charlie stands by the door as his teammates pass by him onto the ice. His mom stands and claps. After the last player, Julie skates out. Charlie follows. The ducks skate in a circle and reach down, raising the ice with their fingers.
It appears they're paying homage to their departed friend and mentor, Hans. The touching of the ice is a Norwegian symbol of respect.
The varsity coach talks to his team.
They don't belong in our ice. They don't belong in our school. Now show them why.
Let's go, gentlemen. All right, let's go hunting for goose eggs, huh? Come on, hands in. On three. Whack.
Orion and the ducks smile at each other.
One, two, three. Whack, 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 whack,
whack. The audience stands, claps, and chants along with them. Buckley looks around.
Ducks, man. Quack, quack.
Orion puts his hands on his hips as the two teams take the ice.
All right.
Julie bangs the goal with her stick.
Bring it on!
Adam and Rick skate to the face-off.
You're gonna wish like hell you stuck with us.
Save the trash talk.
Orion stares forward, focused. The ref holds the puck.
Okay, boys, let's go. Sticks on the ice.
Puck is dropped in. Here we go. Ooh, varsity comes out hard.
Rick plows through ducks and charges with the puck. Julie puts up her glove.
Ooh, big save by Julie the cat. At this rate, it's going to take a miracle for the ducks to hang on.
The varsity team passes the puck as they near the net again, but Goldberg skates in front of Julie.
Goldberg's spectacular toe save as the ducks are playing real defense.
Get off me!
Julie makes another save.
Okay.
Charlie comes to center and stands face to face with Rick.
Why'd you come back?
Unfinished business.
We'll finish it for you.
Charlie pushes against Rick, and Dwayne gets the puck. He ducks out of the way of varsity players as Fulton slams into them against the wall. Varsity gets the puck and takes a shot, but misses. Charlie retrieves the puck from behind the net, then Rick skates into him.
Stand you up!
Rick slams Charlie into the wall, and the puck comes loose. A varsity player hits it, but Julie swats it away. The varsity team makes several passes.
Warriors are swarming. Gaffney comes up big again. Conway gets the rebound and ices the puck. I don't know how much longer these Ducks can hang on.
Charlie rests his hands on his knees and glides over to Julie.
Wait, Anta.
Guy skates up to them.
These guys keep charging. What are we gonna do here?
We gotta stand up to them. Play a little defense. All right?
Let's go.
The teams sail across the ice. The Ducks stay with them as the varsity players pass the puck to one another. Julie catches a shot in her glove.
Clear the puck, come on! Clear the puck! Get with it, defense!
It's Goldberg, Germain, and Averman. Everyone's getting into the act now. They're clearing out the garbage in front of the net. They aren't going to allow any cheap goals tonight.
Dwayne gets the puck and breaks away, sprinting down the ice.
First shot on the varsity goalie. Save, Holland. He came up big.
A varsity player weaves his way through the opposition. He passes to a teammate who takes a shot that ricochets off Julie's shin pads. The team scrap for the puck close to the Ducks' net before Julie traps it under her glove.
Ooh, close one.
Nice save, Cat Lady.
Thanks, Goldberg. Just picking up the trash.
The scoreboard indicates it is period two. The varsity coach pushes Rick's shoulder as he slides onto the bench.
Pick up the hitting now!
Varsity players smash into Ducks players, dropping them to the ice. The crowd watches, mouths agape.
Well, if you can't beat them, beat them! That seems to be Wilson's message because the varsity is really nailing the Ducks now.
Charlie's mom stands and gestures. A varsity player shoves Connie, and she tumbles to the ice. A pileup occurs near the Ducks' net. Orion hits his clipboard against the glass, separating him from the other coach.
It's a game of hitting, game of hitting. Come on,
let's go.
During play, two varsity team members jam Averman against the wall.
Now I resent that.
He slides down, and another varsity player smashes into him.
Whoa, that Averman just got leveled. He must be seeing stars.
Oh, it's so pretty up there.
Let's stand strong, buddy.
Hi, Coach.
Okay, son. Come on, have a seat.
Hit it. Don't break. Watch yourself, Ducks. They're headhunting, huh? Fulton Goldberg, change it up.
Orion sends out Fulton and their new defensive weapon, Goldberg.
Two varsity players pass the puck through a Duck's legs and hit it around the boards. Julie goes to retrieve it, but one of her teammates plows into her, knocking her off her feet.
Oh no!
Varsity takes a shot on the unguarded net. Julie dives, sliding in front just in time to stop the puck.
Huge save by Gaffney! She got caught out of the net, but she scrambled back in just in the nick of time. Nice save, Julie the Cat!
She's an A student, too.
Yee takes the puck around the net, and a varsity player checks him hard against the boards. He crumples to the ice, and Orion comes to the edge of the wall.
I'll blow something, ref! Come on!
Oh, now this is getting out of hand. Guy Germain just took a vicious check into the boards. He's down, and he's not getting up.
Let's go.
Be all right, partner.
Okay.
A ref motions across the ice. The crowd watches with their mouths open as a medic crouches beside Guy. A ref clears people away.
Okay, back off, guys. Give him some room.
I'm okay. Here, I can skate. That'd be all right.
That's hockey.
Guy gets to his feet.
All right, Guy, we'll get him back.
Yeah.
The crowd claps as two adults help Guy off the ice slowly. Rick looks at his teammates with a small smile. There are 15 seconds left on the clock. Play resumes, and Charlie steals the puck away from a varsity player.
Get it!
Conway on the breakaway! He's all alone!
With only 4 seconds left, Charlie charges down the ice. He takes a shot.
Oh, by the buzzer. Two periods down, it's still no score. You really gotta wonder how much longer the freshman can take this pounding. Okay, and now, it's a great pleasure to introduce our special surprise in-between period guest from the NI Mighty Ducks and visiting friends in the Twin Cities area, NHL sensation Paul Kariya. Paul, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Josh. It's great to be in Minnesota.
So, what do you think of the game so far?
The Ducks are playing their hearts out, but they've got to find a way to score.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. This varsity team is big and brutal.
Oh, size isn't everything in hockey, Josh. The Ducks have the speed and the determination. It's going to be quite a third period.
Good point, Paul. So, what do you think Coach O'Ryan's saying in the locker room?
You're playing hard. I'm proud of you guys.
Cheap shot is to death,
Coach. I know they are.
It's going to take a miracle for us to hold on.
Dean Portman has awarded a full athletic and academic scholarship to the Eden Hall Academy. I had this line around the house in Chicago. My attorney thought I should sign it. I agreed. It's official, boys. I'm back!
The Ducks jump up to hug Portman, who wears a leather jacket.
Bombay.
Orion pats Charlie's shoulder.
Here we go into the third period of a well-fought battle. Oh, look, here come the Ducks. Hey, wait a second. Is that Dean Portman? Well, it looks like the other Bash brother is back, and he's brought the Ducks a renewed spirit.
Portman skates onto the ice wearing his black bandana and holding his helmet. The crowd goes wild.
Dean Portman hasn't skated for a while, but he's known more for his enforcer skills.
Who is that kid? He can't play.
Kid's got a contract, Tom. My hands are tied.
Oh, look, it's the other Bash brother. Ooh, I'm really shaking now.
So you're the big enforcer, huh? It's nice to meet you. You know, we got something in common.
Shut up.
Portman stares at Cole.
Let's play hockey.
Whatever you say, sunshine.
Gentlemen, let's have a good period of hockey.
A varsity player wins the faceoff with Adam.
Let's see what you got, Bash brother.
Cole charges at Portman, who bends, then stands, throwing Cole into the air.
Oh, my, what a hit!
Cole smashes through the glass and lands on top of audience members.
Come on, Wilson!
Cole squirms on people's laps. Fulton comes up next to Portman, and together they watch Cole try to stand up using the wall, then fall back down.
Now that's clearly garbage.
Hey, man, we're just getting warmed up.
Portman and Fulton check several varsity players.
Yeah, you like that, huh? Oh, here you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bash brothers are here to stay.
They slam into the same player in quick succession.
Yeah!
This is more like it. The Ducks are finally starting to dish it out. Look at Portman, Fulton, and Goldberg. Oh, the Bash brothers are really going to town.
The Bash brothers and Goldberg knock a player down as Buckley looks on.
It's a legal check.
The Ducks have the puck intercepted by Varsity during a pass, then steal it back.
Here come the Ducks on a break.
Pass it in.
Jermaine passes to Averman. Averman fakes. Toss it back to Mendoza.
Oh, no, not again.
Luis smacks into the glass, then scrambles to his feet with 2 minutes and 8 seconds remaining.
Come on, hurry.
Rick falls down when Portman pushes into him.
Come on! Get up, man!
Wait,
get up,
what?
I didn't do anything!
2 minutes. Booking.
Come on, ref!
What call was that?
Give me a pick! I didn't do anything! That's a dime! Come on, ref!
The Ducks and audience stand.
All right, ref, you want to see a penalty? I'll show you a real penalty! Get out of my face, man!
He skates to the penalty box.
Give me a break! That's a dive! What are you talking about? Oh, please! Yeah!
Portman jumps on the wall of the box and throws his arms up to the crowd, who cheer him on. He whips off his jersey, and female audience members throw their fists in the air.
Take it all off, baby!
He rips off his pads and chucks them into the crowd. He points as Charlie skates by him.
Charlie, don't give up, man! Save that joint!
Portman takes off his chest pad, then his shirt.
This is insanity. Dean Portman is stripping in the penalty box. Oh, he has really got this crowd, especially the ladies, going.
He whips his shirt around in the air, then breaks into a dance, moving from side to side in the penalty box.
Taking a dance class, Tom.
Change it.
Ducks climb over the wall.
Too many men, Graf! Too many men!
Mike, we got a bench minor, too many men on the ice.
All right, Luis!
Put him in the box.
Luis back in the bench. Rue, go to the box.
Oh, this is bad, folks. Ken Rue jumped off the bench a little too early, and now the Ducks ought to skate two men down.
All right, ref, timeout.
Time out!
5 out of 3, we're never gonna make it.
It's cool, little Bash Brother. We can hold him, man. Don't give up.
Let's go.
Come on, bring it in. Now listen to me. The pressure is all on them. Now all we gotta do is hold our ground. Okay, Conway, Banks, and Goldberg. We're going with you.
Me, Coach?
You, Goldberg. You earned your spot out there. Okay, Ducks? Here we go. Come on.
Go. Come on, Gee.
So, Charlie, we're really back into a corner here. We hold it for 2 minutes, we got ourselves a tie.
We're up to it, Coach.
I know you are. You deserve to win. Not careless, but not too carefully. You see your shot, take it. Make sure it counts.
Orion pats a letter C onto Charlie's jersey. Charlie smiles.
Go get him, Captain.
5 on 3 for 2 minutes, Ann. Here we go.
Varsity gets possession and heads toward Julie. They go around the net, and she dives to push a shot away, but they get the puck back.
Oh, no! Open net!
A Varsity player takes a shot with Julie still on the ground. Adam dives in front of the net, blocking the puck with his chest.
Clears it out of the zone.
Linda cranes her neck to see. From the Varsity end, Rick pushes the puck forward with just over 1 minute remaining on the clock.
Make the first move, Conway.
Conway and Riley, the two captains, are one-on-one.
Come on. Try and take it. Come on, Conway.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about!
Charlie ducks, causing Rick to tumble over him. Charlie takes the puck, and Goldberg checks the Varsity player.
Riley goes down, and Conway has the puck with the chance to win it. Here he comes. A breakaway. 10 seconds left.
Charlie and his teammates hurry forward. Scooter stands ready in the Varsity goal as the clock counts down. He weaves between players on the ice, outmaneuvering two defensemen to reach the net. He swerves to the side.
He beats two men. He's all alone. He passes back to...
3 seconds remain. Scooter's on his stomach as the puck hits a stick.
Goldberg?
Goldberg's eyes go wide.
Shoot! Goldberg!
With 2 seconds left, Goldberg shoots. He's knocked down as the puck hits the back of the net. The Ducks on the bench jump up and throw their arms in the air.
Ducks win! All right!
Portman and Kenny look at each other in the penalty box. They jump out of the box and join the celebration. Charlie skates to Goldberg.
Goldberg! Goldberg!
I knew you could do it.
Don't ever do that to me again.
Goldberg, you scored! We win!
His teammates mob Goldberg. Buckley gives them a fist pump.
Good game. Hey, we'll get you next time.
Thank you, Coach. All
right. Charlie hugs Orion.
Hell of a pass, Captain.
Thanks, Coach.
Charlie skates off as Scooter glides over to Julie with a smile. He kisses her cheek.
Great game, Gaffney.
Thanks, Scooter.
She grins at him as she goes past to join her team, hugging and cheering. Rick passes Luis making out with his girlfriend as he heads for the door. They eye him.
Hey, sorry. Our little secret.
Yeah.
They go back to kissing as Charlie skates into a hug with his mom. She rubs his back.
I'm proud of you, Charlie.
I love you, Mom.
She looks up at him and strokes his face.
Go have fun!
She walks away. In the red and white clad crowd, Gordon stands in his brown overcoat. Charlie spots him, and Gordon gives him a slight nod. He motions with his head to the scoreboard. Underneath, a banner unfurls that bears the duck symbol and reads, Eden Hall Ducks.
Guys!
Guys, look what my baby did!
Woo!
The audience turns to see it. Linda beams.
All right, Eden Hall Mighty Ducks! Woo!
Buckley points to it.
Tom Bay. Yep.
He puts his arm around Tom.
Quack.
Buckley smiles as he pats Tom on the back. The crowd is on their feet, and Linda comes up to Charlie and kisses him on the cheek.
Charlie. Thank you.
He turns to face her. She places her hand on his shoulder and leans in. They kiss. Once they pull away, Charlie looks at her before skating off to join his team on the ice. Gordon turns to leave the rink, stepping into a corridor. He takes one more look back through the cheering crowd. As he turns and walks away, members of the defeated varsity team walk to their locker room. Back on the ice, the crowd remains standing as the Ducks continue to embrace and celebrate. Charlie hugs Orion tightly, then raises one finger on each hand in the air. A flashback to when Charlie was younger. He jumps up to high-five Gordon on the ice. As their hands meet, a firework explodes, sending down streaks of gold glittering light. Copyright 1996, Disney Enterprises Incorporated. All rights reserved. Yes, we have come to call. This motion picture was created by Gordon's Last Song Productions Incorporated for purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. Distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution Incorporated. Audio description by Deluxe, with funding by Disney. Against a blue background, a shimmering, louvered image of a castle forms. The space beneath the castle flares magically to reveal the words Walt Disney Pictures as a shooting star creates an arch.